This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
There it is, the familiar theme. As your heart begins to beat faster, you're breathing more deeply. The excitement, the anticipation builds among the listeners around the country and around the world at the Talk Radio Countdown Show because matinee idol Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Among other things, this week, we are going to preview, will premiere, if you will, a brand new, this has nothing to do with the Talk Radio, but has to do with Michael.
Has a lot to do with Talk Radio.
Well, actually, the contents of, yeah, when you get right down, thank you.
I have a lot of other things I do that I never even tell you about because they have nothing to do with talk radio.
Really? Why don't you tell me? We're friends.
I'm a junior forest ranger.
No. Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that I do, but that's not the point. Go ahead.
No, well, I'm just going to, later on in this hour, we'll be circling our wagons around this brand new, can we call it a song? How do you talk about this? The latest from Gun Hill Road.
Well, why would it not be a song?
Well, because you're the spokes. You're not really singing. You're doing the words of the song aren't really being sung. You're like the announcer, in a manner of speaking.
Have you heard?
I actually have heard it. Yes. That's what I want to do it.
Huh? Did you hear the English version?
That was the, I believe I heard the English version. Yes, I think I did.
You don't think so I still have not achieved the cadence and the...
Oh, yeah, no, the cadence was great.
I still am not singing, though, to you. Okay. All right. I'll get better. I'll go back to the drawing board, and I'll sing.
It doesn't take... It's posted now and listening. For those of you who wonder what we're talking about, actually, we should post this on the on our talk radio, because we have a special page for the Talk Radio Countdown Show for his latest video with Gun Hill Road. If you look at the pictures, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, you're AI.
Well, this is the pictures. Whole thing. This song was made, first of all, the music is organic. I am sort of singing more than I have in the other songs. I had to hit notes on this one. You know, when you talk, you don't think about hitting the note.
Sure, you do. I do all the time.
Okay. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah.
And that's missing.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, that's singing, but you and I recorded that jingle years ago.
Yes, we did.
People don't know that's us. That those girls are really you and I doing our Frankie Valli imitations. But
the two seasons.
I Got a Line in New York City is the name of the song, which is a provocative title. People think it's a drug song. I Got a Line in New York City.
No, not at all.
And it's not a drug song. It's a song about, when we talk about I'll take your lead.
Yeah. Next half hour. All right, meanwhile, let's get to the list. The stories and the people list is created by or researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael, as I said, is editor and publisher, so he gets the kudos, he gets the support. So we listen intently to the story list and the people list.
And here we go at number 10. We have storms. We have heat waves. We have climate change. That's all part of number 10. At number 9, we have the BRICS summit, BRICS, whatever that stands for, and the U.S.-China relations. We have, and I practiced all day because I forgot how to say it, Yevgeny Prigozhin. He died.
No, he's dead. He won't make any difference. Is he really dead?
We don't know. I think he's dead. But was it a premeditated, purposeful, malicious killing? That's the interesting story. I suspect he is dead, but how he got to that point is full of all kinds of intrigue. And that's tied with the Russia-Ukraine war. The inquiry into Biden's impeachment is at 7. At number 6, we have immigration and border security. Number 5, crime and homelessness. Mm-hmm. And at number 4, Biden visits Maui. I can't believe he's going to Hawaii when there's so much... No, just kidding about that. At number 3, Hunter Biden investigation.
So what's going on in our country? Why is he going to Hawaii?
In our country, right. Boy, boy, the Hawaiians are learning fast where they stand in terms of the mainland's concerns. People care, but it's, you know, the debate, why are we sending all that money to Ukraine when we're not sending the money to Hawaii? That invariably happens, and that argument is one of many.
It's a good argument.
It's a good argument, of course. Yeah. All of these arguments are good arguments. And at number 3, Hunter Biden investigation. That's still happening. At number 2, the GOP debate and the presidential race. That was the big circus of the week. Mm-hmm. And then we have the bigger circus of the week. At number 1, the Georgia election indictments. The people on the survey, we have Xi Jinping, Yevgeny Prigozhin, and Vladimir Putin at 9, Xi Jinping at 10, Kevin McCarthy 8, Ron DeSantis 7, 6, Vivek Ramaswamy. I say that very well. Vivek.
Yeah, you do.
Vivek. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. V. Ramaswamy. Mark Meadows at 5. Rudy at number 4. Hunter at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Trump at 1. And that's...
They don't have to use any of their last names. We could say she, and we'd mean him. We could say Vlad, and people would know who we're talking about. I don't know about Kevin McCarthy. Kevin, a lot of Kevins around. We could say Ron, people. We could say Vivek, and everybody know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy, right? Hunter, Joe, the Donald.
Joe.
Yeah. Joe. We want Joe.
Good old.
Okay. By the way, did you hear that Joe wants his son, Hunter, to be his vice president in the next go around?
Well, then it would deflect all the attention from him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what you wondered about was what BRICS was an acronym for, to mm-hmm. That's a bad sentence, for which is, well, anyway, here, it's the countries in the group at the moment, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. So for those of you who thought the Indians were our friends and the South Africans were our friends, this doesn't mean they aren't our friends. But it means that they are not helping the value of the dollar, which is pretty much the international exchange. The Chinese want the yen to be the number one exchange medium. And what happens is we're talking about the oil markets and what gets used for currency when it comes to oil trading. The Chinese have a hard sell, however, because their economy is going into the tanks very quickly. They have huge unemployment problems. They can't borrow enough money. And there are those who say, Michael, whether this is true or not, it's a great item to think about, that the Chinese are intentionally killing their own economy because it is so important to the rest of the world. If they go broke, the rest of the world will go broke. Everybody goes to the bankruptcy court. Imagine the world goes bankrupt and then China emerges as the leader in the new world order. How's that?
They are dreaming if they think that strategy would work. Destroy their own economy so that to show everybody and then come. Yeah.
We'll show you.
The last country standing after the Royal Rumble. I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah. Well, but listen, stranger things have happened. That's for sure. As far as Prigozhin is concerned, the Kremlin has denied. This is the big story of the week from Russia. Of course, it's an absolute lie that he was my friend, says Putin. Mm-hmm. He was, it doesn't really pay to be a friend of Putin's, though, much, does it?
It's really dangerous to be a critic of Putin. Yeah. You know, being a friend of Putin may keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
Putin seems to be a real ruthless
guy. He's a KGBer. He ran the KGB. That's what they do, is kill people that are in their way. That's what they do.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of these warm, fuzzy politician types have backgrounds that indicate they're not so warm and fuzzy. A great example of that was George H.W. Bush. And he was the head of the CIA.
He was.
Old Papa Bush there, you know.
Uh-huh.
New World Order, you know.
Right.
He was the head of the CIA.
Right. And you think the CIA and the FBI are agents of the government, and I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Sorry, no sale.
So what do you suppose it was like on the plane flying home after the arrest and the mugshot in Georgia? Anybody, you have, Christopher Ruddy was probably on the plane with him, wasn't he? Did he go along for the ride?
I doubt it. I doubt it. He might have been. I don't know. But I don't know. Trump world is a world where the people around Trump and Trump himself spin their own reality. So
remember that movie from the Beverly Hills Cop movie that was about that? It was, I think, the third in the series. There was some sort of a park in Los Angeles, something world. I remember it. Not so. A Trump world could be an amusement park, right? It's amusing.
It's an amusement park. A lot of people don't find it amusing, but there is a certain amusement park aspect to Trump era.
You think?
Well, look at the mugshot. I have it on my screen in front of me. Even the mugshot is carefully
of course
planned.
Crafted. Of course it is.
I mean,
all right.
Good.
No, it's okay. We'll continue. I'm sure
people used to be ashamed of their mug shots.
He likes this one.
This one.
It's on a mug. It's a mug shot for a mug.
It's the best picture I've ever seen of him.
All right. Right now, it's time for you to call 800-419-3684 to get in on those two free nights in Las Vegas. Lots of things going on in Vegas. And you can enjoy them all if you're one of the first 10 callers right here, right now, to call 800-419-DOUG. I've been teasing this week. If you want a good time, call Doug at 800-419-3684. Why not, right? Help yourself to two free nights, maybe even more than that. It's a fabulous opportunity, and there's no purchase required. 800-419-3684. It's free.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010. I am money. Cha-ching. Beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of, well, the last week of August, even. When you look at this, we're only 3 weeks away, Michael, from the first day of spring, good, Doug. Well, spring down in the Southern Hemisphere. So, those of you listening in the Southern Hemisphere, here we go. They're having floods down there. The weather, you and I both live in New England. We both live in Massachusetts, matter of fact. And so, looking into number 10 with a little more in depth, with a I take away the focus on climate change and just talk about the events themselves. So what I found most intriguing about this and how it impacted you and me, as we do this program, you and I are both getting poured on, or our domiciles are being poured on, because it's once again a heavy pelting rain. This time, it's the aftermath of Hurricane, what was her name, Hillary, right? It was Hillary who did the damage last weekend, going through the southern Baja up into the first of the week into Los Angeles. San Diego got it, but not badly. Los Angeles got a lot of rain, and then it moved into Las Vegas. But if you follow the track of the storm, this is what's most interesting about this. It went up to the northeast, got caught by the jet stream, so the weather poured over southern Canada, and now has come down in a loop over New York State and into New England. And the same rain that pelted, it basically traveled from the Pacific to the Atlantic. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Wow, you mean the Pacific and the Atlantic are connected?
Apparently, by this big storm.
I'm kidding.
Hillary.
Of course, yes. Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how small the planet is and how connected the atmosphere is.
Right, exactly. They called it the Hurricane in California, because on the same day that the wind and the rain blew through, there was an earthquake, 5.1 on the Richter scale. So
every place has its dangers. Every place has its weak points.
Floods.
There's no place on this planet that's totally perfect and safe.
Nor has there ever been. It gets better in some places. The planet changes and things go with it. You were wondering about BRICS. I think a lot of people are, because they've not heard about BRICS before, so I thought we'd spend a minute with a focus. I gave you the countries that are a part of it. That's where the name comes from. But what they claim to do is sort of present a counterweight to the group of seven, the democracies that are our country and Canada and France, UK, Germany, the European countries with Japan. Russia used to be in. It was called the Group of Eight, the G8, until they attacked Ukraine, and that was the they got booted from there. So anyway, we have the United. Is this?
You said something very smart a few minutes ago. You said that this is the current lineup of that particular group. These groups change, as do the alliances. Everybody's are frenemies now. You're friends with your competitor. The alliances in the world are very, very hazy. And a blurry is a good word to use.
Yeah. And well, there are a lot of smaller countries that think the U.S. and all these G7 countries, and China's played on this. They play these people like a fiddle. So we want to, we're going to do what really is so astonishing here to me, and I say this frequently, is how they were so smart. They knew what we were all about. They played us like a fiddle, got us to spend all our money to have them make all of our stuff. And then they take our money and use it against us. Huh. Pretty smart.
Yeah, but right? It's smart, but you're taking like a victim approach. We weren't forced to buy Chinese products.
No.
We said they made us do this. They didn't make us do anything.
No.
Americans have made a fortune off of the relationship with China.
Exactly. And the Chinese have made a fortune off the relationship with us.
So sit down at the table and work it out, you jerks.
28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fani Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I like to listen to the whole jingle sometimes. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Good Day. Whoops, no, it's not Good Day. Although I think I will invite you to be on the Good Day program next week.
Wow.
To go through this fabulous new entertaining release. How's that? So we'll call it a release. Mm-hmm. And it'll enthrall people. We're going to play it here. Is this the first time it's been played publicly? Or has it been... You beat me to it with somebody else. Come on, tell me the truth.
This is the first time it's been basically played publicly. Snippets of it have been heard.
Yeah.
But this is the first major presentation of it. Yeah.
Stand by for that. Meanwhile, when it comes to the stories of the week, people of the week, One of the things, we talk about politics and what's going on, and we were talking on the air as well as off the air about what a just a gaping hole we have. It's like we built this culture of political crime. That's kind of, that may be a new phrase. And the best example of it really isn't Donald Trump, frankly. The best example is Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, who this week faced a federal investigation. And this, by the way, is not the first time he's been indicted. This happened once about 10 years ago. So I believe where there's smoke, there's fire. But this time, they not only are focusing on Menendez, but his new wife, a lady named Nadine, who's about a foot taller than he is. Maybe you can put all of the pieces together. She faces an inquiry that carries the risk of criminal penalties for both of them for influence peddling, amongst other things. So shaking people down to get political consideration. And as I said, it's not the first time that Menendez has had this around his neck, an albatross around his neck. But I just wonder, you know, if people, are they that, is it, Menendez is a very wealthy guy, and so what has he got to be corrupt for? What, he didn't have to be corrupt.
Well, that's how they got wealthy.
Yes. That's how they got wealthy
to begin with.
Okay,
you know, quite often you've heard the saying, you know, the guy's a millionaire. Look how cheap he is. Well, that's how he became a millionaire.
Right, millionaire, yeah.
You know, you know, you talk about the culture of criminal crime. I did a little research about a month ago, actually for a song that we were writing about criminals and politics, and I figured we'd come up with maybe 10 or 15 names. So did some research of people who were indicted for crime who were either elected to politics or appointed in politics. Thousands.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to the beginning, thousands, page after page after page of judges, of congressmen, of mayors, of now presidents, vice presidents. Look at Spiro Agnew. Thousands of elected officials, people that who have been, you know, given trust by the public, have committed crimes in American history. Too many to list. It's remarkable. It's just remarkable. There's something wrong with our system that even attempts at thief.
But our system is us. So there's something wrong with us who keep electing. What is the old expression? You get the government you deserve.
That's the core of democracy. This is deep political theory. You know, who's responsible?
Democracy.
If you have a democracy and you have elections, who's responsible for the government you get? Mm-hmm. And does the government reflect the nature of the people?
Well, when is the last time you saw somebody, maybe it was Reagan, that was so, that everybody was so wrapped up with? You got Trump and the attention that he gets, he sucks all the energy out of the room and out of any discussion and that sort of thing. And so, you know, why? What is there about him that has made so? He's not a nice guy. He's not brilliant, but he's a pretty good strategist, been a successful businessman to a point. But is it just him? Does it have anything to do with him being a Republican? I don't think so, because he's been a Democrat. He's been an independent. He just was convenient to be a Republican. And now he touts the line, look at all these lovely conservatives. He was a Democrat, for God's sakes. He gave more money to Hillary Clinton. That's what I find most interesting. If you look at the annals of political, I don't know, corruption, you go back to Menendez, but Donald Trump gave more money to Hillary Clinton when she was running for governor, the Senate in New York, than anybody else did. And then he turns on her. Or did he really? Yeah, get down to brass tacks.
You know the old saying, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no real integrity there. There's no core values there. There's no mission. It's about power, influence, and money. And that's what it is.
There you go. All right.
It's the state of affairs.
Let's do the proper introduction for this new this song, entertainment, whatever, from Gun Hill Road.
You're going to remember that. You just can't say it's a real record. It's a song.
It's a record, but I don't. Well, let people make up their own minds. I'm not discounting it. I'm just saying.
People make up their own minds.
Okay. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man used to be a DJ.
I did, as a matter of fact. So did you. That's how we get started in this wonderful business. At any rate, I'm not going to try to hit the post. We'll just start with, and give us a little background as to why this subject matter in this song.
The subject matter is just a story song. And playing it on the radio on a talk show, unless people understand that the video attached to it is provocative because the entire graphics of it were generated by AI.
Mm-hmm.
The song is not. I'm singing. The band is playing. It's an extraordinarily talented piece of music by excellent world-famous musicians, not myself included. It's a Dixieland jazz blues rock,
yeah, it's quite
Broadway genre
yeah.
blending song that I am immensely proud to be a part of. That's why I'm taking issue with you sort of like saying it's not a song. I'd say, you know. And but the story is just a story about an actor and the heartbreak he faces trying to land a role on Broadway. But if we can get people to take a moment after the show is over and go to igotaline.com and see the extraordinary images of New York and people generated by AI, the conversation really is about AI. And in terms of hearing the song, you know, hey, you know, I'm a friend of everybody here listening to this. Here's my new song.
All right.
And again,
and so here's Michael's.
Right. I got a line.
New song.
Com.
Here we go. Gun Hill Road, Michael Harrison. Yeah, I like the jazz already. This is the music.
How can you say this is not music?
No, I didn't say
you
that.
Play this.
Will you stop? I'm not saying it's not music.
Okay, yes, get ready. The guy's stepping up to the microphone. And where do you see
there
him look in AI? Oh, my God.
I got a line in New York City. I got a line. Here's how it goes. I got a line in New York City. Sorry, sir. We're about to close. I got a line in New York City. I got a line. Was me they chose. I'll say it fine in New York City. Sorry, sir. We're about to close. Been knocking on doors all over the damn place. No one even answered to slam them in my face. I wasn't getting too far, but I kept on knocking and hitting the next door. And now I have a chance to step out on the floor. Someday soon I'll be a star. I got
here you are
in New York City, in Off-Broadway's smallest show.
Through the irony,
I tell the star.
Uh-huh.
Slumped.
Well written. I go, keep playing. I don't want to interrupt.
Sorry, sir. We're about to close.
It's the line in the play that's
so far away. I dreamt of being in a play and making a name on Broadway. Just one of many fables. I wound up waiting tables day after day after day. Then one day, what do you know? I got a part in the show. My career's a go. No more slow-mo. The ends will justify the means, even though the plays in Queens, my luck's begun to grow. I heard a line in New York City. I heard a line. Here's how it goes. It ain't on stage in New York City. Hey, pal, your show's about to close. Sorry, sir, your show's about to close. Too bad, man. Your show has closed.
Wow. How about that?
And then for the rest of the music video, which has this incredible Dixieland jazz music that's still playing.
Yep.
It has the AI images of me and the rest of the members of the band, who are really in real life a bunch of ugly old farts. We are on that band, on this video, the coolest four guys you'll ever see in your life.
Good guys. I enjoy it every time I see them.
And you know, it's like a super fun, idealized version of a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you could play
it still exists. Yeah.
Well,
for those who have been around as long as you and I have been in terms of music, Gun Hill Road was very, very popular. There were songs in the 70s, I suppose into the early 80s too, right? But mostly
they've had a following all these years. And now, in the last 5 years since I've joined the band, I was a member of the band as an outsider all the way back to the beginning. I championed them on the radio. But there's a nice history of internet hits and a following. The band is a real band, and I'm very proud to be a member of it. But, you know, it's an interesting song, I think. And
It is. The provocative.
AI, but, you know, dealing with artificial intelligence is the issue. Now, you know, there's a whole big controversy in the art world as to intellectual property rights, patents, and copyrights. You know, what's original and what's not when you're using AI? And we don't have to go down that rabbit hole, but that is an intense debate going on right now in the world of in the legal world. And in the art world.
Where do we get this? Where can we listen to it? Where can we
iGotALine.com. iGotALine.com.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at 48 past the hour.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Recognize this, and there's so much to talk about. We'll get to the heart of it right now. This is from the movie Beetlejuice. I know Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, our movie moments, is thrilled to have Ned Beatty, good dog. Ned Beatty. To have now, why did this go out of Beetlejuice the second time around? Why did I just lose who the star of the show? I said Ned Beatty.
Michael Keaton.
Why did I confuse those two guys? All right, anyway, so is that what you're promoting here, the new Beetlejuice?
Tim Burton's birthday, the director, turned 65 years old. But they were filming the sequel to Beetlejuice many years after the fact. Beetlejuice came out, I believe, in 1988, became a nice-sized hit for Warner Brothers. A company called Geffen actually produced that film, and now they're doing a sequel. Michael Keaton back as Beetlejuice. Jenna Ortega, who is on the Netflix hit show Wednesday, the Addams Family spinoff, which was directed and produced by Tim Burton. So that should be really interesting. Also, Winona Ryder from the original film back to be one of the stars of that movie. But anyway, Tim Burton turns 65. I wish he turned to it. 65 years old. First came to fame as a Disney animator. Did a movie called Frankenweenie, a short. Got produced. It was very good. And they got Pee-wee's Big Adventure, then Beetlejuice, then Batman, which really put him on the map as a major player in the industry. Edward Scissorhands, probably my favorite Tim Burton movie. But like all directors, Doug, everything doesn't always go right, because he was certainly the wrong director for the Planet of the Apes remake in 2001 with Mark Wahlberg. Had some good stuff in it, but overall, just the wrong director for that vision. I'm not a huge fan of that film, although it's very watchable.
Yeah. All right, so let's look and see what's this. I'm looking at my own local 16-theater complex to see what's out this weekend or what's around. The thing that is a holdover, been around the longest, is Mission Impossible. Indiana Jones is gone from the theater, but Dead Reckoning is still there. Then there's Blue Beetle from last week. Dream Girl 2. I don't remember reading much
Me
about
either.
That. I don't know that much about it either. Golda, which is the new Helen Mirren movie. It's rated kind of half and half, depends on who you look at. Interesting story about a very interesting woman. This movie, Gran Turismo, you and I were talking about that off the air.
Today, that's about a race car driver who did simulated video games and became a real popular, successful race car. It's not tracking great, like 12 to 15 million. I mean, who am I to discuss box office?
Yeah.
But that, it doesn't make a movie good or bad. It's just, you know, it's just tracking somewhat. I tell you a story. The theater I'm involved in, we rarely have movies hold over more than 3 weeks because they just die after a couple where we are in the smaller theater. Having said that, yesterday we've now had Barbie over 4 weeks, and I walked into the theater, and there were 51 people, which is the most people I've ever seen in that theater in over a decade in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, Pocono Cinema, for a movie that's played 4 weeks. So it's amazing how popular that movie has become. 1.3 billion worldwide.
So here's something. I'm looking at the scheduled times.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie has more time, more showings today than any other movie on the 16 screens? Take a guess.
It would be the shortest one. Is it Barbie?
No. No, it isn't, as a matter of fact. It's not the shortest one. It's a regular two-hour movie. The new Liam Neeson movie called Retribution has more screen time today, more regular showtime than anything. I would have thought it would have been the Barbie thing, but
it's
not.
Here's the thing about the movie. It's not Neeson's cranking out these type of movies like two, 3 a year. Now, it's not produced by a major studio. There's really no marketing campaign other than...
Oh, no, that's not true. I saw ads all over the place this week. Network television.
Really? I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how it does.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Anyway, there's a Teenage Mutant Turtle movie out. Is that how it's
been out for like a month. Yeah, it's done fairly well.
Has it?
Yeah, it's done fairly well. It's animated.
Yeah. Yeah. What's The Hill about?
I'm not sure.
That's also good.
And they're going to re-release in limited release for its 30th anniversary, Jurassic Park, which came out
in
1993. Greatest movie-going experience I've ever had. By the way, today would have been Sean Connery's birthday. He would have been 9 years old. Sean Connery passed away in 2020. Pretty good actor.
He was 93 when he died. Are you sure he would have been 90?
Well, he was born in 30, passed away in 2020. That's 90.
90.
He would have been 90. Uh-huh. No. He would have been 93 today.
He would have been 93.
My bad. He passed at 90. My bad.
Right. All right. It's okay, Charlie. You have the weekend to recuperate, and then we'll talk to you on Monday.
I'll give it a shot.
Doing well at the box office. All right. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.